Next question, brother.
See, the next question was that person
into
who...
Into the mic, brother.
That person who went to Jesus and asked about eternal life, Jesus said, you keep the commandments. Did not?
Yes.
That where you stopped. But that story did not stop there.
Yes, I'll continue if you want.
And immediately that man said, I have been keeping the law, I have been keeping the commandments all this my life.
That's right.
And Jesus said, then you sell all that you have and then you come and follow me. What does that mean? If you want to have eternal life, you sell all that you have and you follow me.
That's right, I agree with that. The brother is in the context.
Yeah, that is where it ends, but you stop halfway to prove your point. That's not right.
The brother has given the context and I know the context also. I'll give you by verse number. Matthew chapter number 19 verse number 16, which I quoted, says the man comes to Jesus, peace be upon him, he says that, O good master, what good thing shall I do that I shall receive eternal life? Next verse number 17, Jesus says that, why thou callest me good? For there's only one good, that is the Father in heaven. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. I stopped there. It was sufficient. Not that if you read the context, the meaning changes. The meaning doesn't change, the meaning remains the same. If the meaning remained the same, the context did not be... I'll tell you, the context did not be given. Verse number 18, 19, 20 reads that the man said, I have kept the commandments. So now he wants to maybe, after Jannah, how you have Jannah different those. So he says, now what to do? I have to do more of that. I have kept the commandment. So Jesus said that sell your clothes, sell your belongings, sell your wealth. It's mentioned in the Bible. Sell your wealth, everything.
You lack one thing there. And that one thing is that you must give all that you have, give to the poor, and then you follow me.
I'm quoting from the Bible. It says, you give up your belongings and wealth and follow me. So then he thought it would be too difficult for him. Follow me in one word? Even prophet said, follow me. Quran says, Atullah, Atul Rasul, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Does it mean that Prophet Muhammad is same in divinity? No. Every person should follow his messenger. That doesn't mean he claimed divinity. Moses said, follow me. Prophet Muhammad said, follow me. Peace be upon them all. Allah says, follow the Prophet. Atullah, Atul Rasul, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Several places in the glorious Quran. So if you are following the Prophet, that doesn't mean he's claiming divinity. It means you have to follow the message which he got from Almighty God. He didn't say, worship me. He said, follow me. He didn't say, believe that I was crucified on the cross. He said, follow me. Means follow the commandments. Same. Obey the commandments and follow me is one and the same. There's no difference. So if you read the context, you'll come to know that Jesus, peace be upon him, said, you follow me, what teaching that I bring from Almighty God, and you shall enter paradise. It is not that you have to believe me, I am God, and you'll enter paradise. Hope that answers the question.